Hare Krishna, today we are reading from Prabhupada Nectar. This book is compiled by His Holiness Satswarupa Dasa Goswami. Today we will be reading from Realizations. There are so many ways you can glorify Prabhupada. There are so many ways you can speak about Prabhupada. There are so many things you can say because Prabhupada was unlimited. Prabhupada is unlimited. Everything he ever did was unlimited. No one could understand the depths of Prabhupada's actions or his words. They are inconceivable. Sometimes I hear devotees tell me, "Oh, you are so lucky. You associated personally with Srila Prabhupada so much." And sometimes I might say, "Oh, yes," because I don't want to make an argument. It's not that I'm trying to say I wasn't lucky. I felt very fortunate, but I don't feel like I ever associated with Srila Prabhupada personally. It may be hard to understand how you can be with somebody so much yet not associate with him personally, because I could never understand Srila Prabhupada. Therefore, I could not even begin to conceive of how to associate with him personally. I often became very jealous. I became very jealous often of Hari Sauri Dasa because I could sit in front of Srila Prabhupada and him, and Srila Prabhupada would talk with him like an old friend. I used to be envious like anything because Srila Prabhupada never spoke to me like that. Tamala Krishna Maharaj would sit in front of Srila Prabhupada and they would discuss all kinds of things, and I would be envious because Srila Prabhupada never spoke to me like that. And Bhavananda Maharaj would come to Srila Prabhupada and Prabhupada would be so nice with him all the time, and all he ever did was hit me on the head. I'm envious because they all have such a deep relationship with Srila Prabhupada. Yet in my case, I don't even understand that relationship very well. All I know is that every time I wanted to be close with Srila Prabhupada, he would end up taking out his club and just cracking my head. This went on consistently. It's very difficult to understand. Because when I was secretary, I tried to imitate former secretaries and all I did was get smashed to pieces. When I was servant, I tried to imitate former servants and it never worked. When I was GBC and I came to visit, I tried to imitate other GBCs who came to visit and it didn't work. When Prabhupada was going to leave the planet, I couldn't even be part of that. I was not part of that. I was not part of Prabhupada's appearance pastime in the Western world. I was not part of Prabhupada's disappearance pastime in the manifested universe. I always lamented why I was so stupid, wasting my time in the university in 1969 doing nothing when Srila Prabhupada was downstairs in my dormitory sitting there. I walked right through the room, didn't even know it, didn't see him, didn't see the devotees, didn't see anything. Just walked right through. Didn't see him, didn't see anybody, never heard of it. Until 4 years later, the person I was living with said, "Do you remember that Swami who was in our dormitory that day?" I said, "What Swami?" Later on, I told this to Srila Prabhupada. He just laughed. I then asked, "Why didn't I see you then? I always wanted to be part of this." "First days." He just shook his head. "You were not ready." I hung my head on the floor. Then I remember when Srila Prabhupada was departing, I wanted to be there. There were so many things, huge court cases. Prabhupada was happy if I gave him some books, so I wanted to make so many books. I was running around going to printers. I'd just gotten another batch of books ready to bring to Srila Prabhupada, and then he disappeared. I wasn't part of Prabhupada's pastimes, and I don't feel that I ever really personally associated with him. And on his disappearance days, I don't feel a part. Yet I was trying to understand why. Then I understood just listening to everybody today for the first time. This has been very instructive. In 1976, in January, Prabhupada sent me away. He sent me away and he gave me the instruction that was to be the instruction by which I will always remember. He always used to chastise me on this one point, why I always insist on being with him personally and why I don't understand his instructions. Why are you always so attached to the so-called personal association? Don't you understand that the Vani is more important than the Vapu? Don't you understand that I want you to do something? Then I was always trying to again come back to Srila Prabhupada after he even sent me away to perform his services. I understand now. That was the final sending away at that time. I was not going to have the personal relationship that I always had. I was just sent away. Menial servant. One time I tried to forcibly put myself back into Prabhupada's association. After about 3 days of being Prabhupada's secretary in 1976 in August, when he was in New Mayapur, France, Prabhupada asked me to write a letter and I spelled every other word wrong. I'm a horrible speller. He wanted to get rid of me then and there after 3 days because I was such a terrible speller. And why didn't I use a dictionary? Actually, I had to take a devotee as my editor. He had to edit the whole letter because I was so hopeless. I said to Srila Prabhupada, but your other secretaries can't spell either. I've seen. Why are you chastising me for not being able to spell and now kicking me away? And then he was very insistent. He was chastising me for everything I did. I was getting more and more upset and I was holding on more and more. No, I won't go. I refuse. It became a huge battle. Go away. No, I won't. And then more and more beating and beating and beating and beating. Finally, at the end of all this beating here in Vrindavana, I came and I said, I quit. I can't take it anymore. He said, you can't quit. I'll fire you. Even to the last. Get out. Go serve. I said, I don't want to go back. There's so many troubles in that place that I came from. He said, I don't care what you do when you go back there. You just sit there in your room and chant Hare Krishna, but stay there. I said, how can I go traveling alone in the mountains? No strong association. Nobody will go with me. Too dangerous. He said, then you go alone. You should be very careful of the so-called strong association. Contradicting again and again everything I said. One time, there's nothing to eat, Srila Prabhupada. He said, then eat meat if you have to. I said, but what about my consciousness? He said, damn your consciousness. You have to preach. He just bewildered me. Unbending. He wanted it done. That's all. Make my books. Distribute my books. Preach. That's all. Don't come back here crawling on the floor, wanting to sit in front of me and wave your fingers. I was typing his books, listening to his latest words in my ears, completely happy. He wants these things. He's very insistent. And because I would probably get all lost in sentimentality, I don't think I would have been able to tolerate Prabhupada's disappearance. Even to this day, I cannot stand to see a picture of Prabhupada's disappearance. I cannot stand to hear descriptions of Prabhupada disappearing. I don't watch Yadubara's movie because of this. And he doesn't like that. But I just can't stand it. I don't know. I'm too sentimental. I can't stand it. Prabhupada knew me perfectly. He dealt with me in a completely unique way just to circumvent that sentimentality and make me attached to his instructions. Prabhupada dealt with each and every one of us so perfectly. Every single devotee so uniquely. No one can say they have a complete picture of Srila Prabhupada. You can't even know one small feature because in each and every circumstance, how Prabhupada dealt with everybody was so unique and marvelous, just like Krishna. You cannot know Krishna fully. His glories are unlimited. You can see in Prabhupada's dealings how he's manifesting more and more of his energies, his shaktis, making devotees do things that are inconceivable all over the world. Inconceivable things. I'll never forget what Satswarupa Maharaj once wrote in his Back to Godhead editorial on charisma. A police captain in New York City said, "Do you know why this New York Rath Yatra is a success? Because the Swamiji wanted it so. Because he wanted it." Everybody can understand Prabhupada's potencies, how Prabhupada is forcing us to just push on more and more. Gradually, as the years go on, I understand the Vani is Srila Prabhupada. I'm somewhat more satisfied, although I'm sure if I had the opportunity, I would still be diving at his lotus feet and saying, "Take me with you." But we have this responsibility, regardless of our feelings of separation in ISKCON. In all circumstances, just keep on printing, keep on distributing, keep on building, and keep on working together, just so we can massage the transcendental body of Srila Prabhupada all together. Each one of us is taking a portion of his body and massaging it so that he'll be satisfied and comfortable. Somebody is massaging Srila Prabhupada in this way, somebody in that way. But as long as it's all pleasing Srila Prabhupada, that should be our whole pleasure. By Harikesha Swami. Thank you. Hare Krishna.